Good morning, everybody. We're going to call the meeting to order at 10:30. It is Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. It's the Board of Firearm Permit Examiners. I am the acting chair and board secretary, and I apologize. We have a little bit of a delay because we don't have a quorum yet. We will have a quorum shortly. But all that means is we can't really do any business. But there are a couple housekeeping things we'll get out of the way so we can move things along as fast as possible, because I'm sure you guys do not want to be here all day. I'm going to start by reading a brief introductory statement that will go over what you can anticipate with your hearing today. For the record and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events, as the issuing authority believed them to be at the time of denial or revocation, justified that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearing before this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information introduced here today or documents may be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify in your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may then cross-examine that witness. The board also may inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present in voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statutes Section 29-28D, and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes Section 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Lastly, please turn off your cell phones or put your phones on vibrate. If you do need to have a conversation, please go out into the hallway to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Thank you. am going to skip the roll call for now, and we're going to call the agenda in order. Does everybody know their case number? That's how I'm going to be calling cases. Case number 121-273. Well, we know the state is here.
The state is here.
Is the appellant here?
He has not checked in.
Case number 22-050.
Appellant.
Case number 322-070.
Here.
That's the issuing authority. The appellant and both of them are here.
Yep. Okay. That's a Meriden case for the record. So if you don't know your case number, I think Meriden has one case. It's 22-070.
That's you, correct?
Me?
Yeah?
Yeah, I said you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I can't. Oh, didn't hear you. Thank you.
Both are here at the same time.
Ah, thank you. Both parties are here. Case number 421-900.
Yeah.
Both are here at the same time. Okay. Case number 521-376.
Appellant.
Issuing authority.
Both parties. Case number 622-043.
Appellant.
Case number 720-658.
Appellant.
Someone from the, somebody's.
Ralph.
State's here.
State's here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that Ralph's case?
Both parties. Thank you. Case number 821-799.
Issuing authority.
The appellant say
did not check in.
Case number 922-012. Oh, yeah, Winchester's not coming.
Correct, but she's here. The appellant is here.
Appellant's here, okay. Thank you. Case number 1021-472.
Here.
Case number 1121-222.
Appellant.
Issuing authority.
Both parties, thank you. Case number 1221-695.
Issuing authority.
The appellant did not check in.
Case number 1321-433.
Here.
Appellant.
Issuing authority.
Okay, both parties, thank you. Okay, can anybody who will be testifying here today please stand so I can administer the oath? Raise your right hand.
That would be all the appellants.
Anybody who's an appellant, basically anybody who's not a lawyer. Sir, in the back, you're not testifying? You're just here, okay. All right, do you solemnly swear or affirm as the case may be that the testimony you shall give here today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or upon penalties of perjury? Okay, thank you.
Is that gentleman going to be a witness?
I guess we'll find out. The one in the front row?
No, in the back.
He's just here with someone
else.
Just
a company?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we can call part of the roll. Dr. Conrad?
Present.
Attorney Cinetti.
Here.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
Secretary's here. Attorney Iaconis is not here. Ms. Johnson is not here. And we're waiting on Colonel Lewis, who hopefully will be here any moment now. So we will briefly adjourn until Colonel Lewis comes and sits to my left. Feel free to use the Keurig. There's some nice donut holes. And again, I apologize for the delay. All right, finishing the roll call, Colonel Lewis.
Present.
We have a quorum at 10:45, which is way better than we thought. So that's good news.